Blog Talk Radio.
Elect me to be your
Radio President. Let's go.
Worldwide scouting. ought to stop your bragging.
I'm just saying. I don't consider that brag. I consider that speaking the motherfucking truth. You know what I'm saying? We're super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. We're trying so hard to get y'all basic-minded motherfuckers to unleash the beauty, intellect, talent, charm, and honor in your ass. You need some help? Contact me at 404-946-8119. I will oblige you. Right now, I got Miss Gemini on the line. Trevor John, are you here?
You know I'm on deck. I'm on deck.
Am I sounding clear? Am I echoing, Miss Gemini? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
What's going on? What were you checking in from?
Y'all already know I'm downtown Atlanta off of Auburn Avenue in the studio. What's up to Trevor John over there? I appreciate you looking out for your girl like you always do.
You already know, sis, I got you. I hear you making moves and rocking the boat and all kind of shit. So when I heard you was, you know what I'm saying, had some shit popping, I definitely had to, you know what I'm saying, extend the arms out there to you, you know what I'm saying? I always got a love to give you hugs and shit. So, yeah, man, let them know what you got going on with your movement and shit.
Yeah, well, what we got Team Vote 2012 is really encouraging all the artists, models, producers, everybody that's in the entertainment industry, you know, everybody that got a voice, use it for the right reason. Everybody needs to get out there and vote. You know, I know everybody trying to worry about getting a deal and keeping their head above water and all this other stuff where we sometimes forget about the things that's really important and things that we can really do to make a difference. So I just want to make sure everybody know it's very, very important that you get out there before November 6th or on November 6th and vote. Don't really matter who you vote for. I don't really care too much. I just need to make sure you get out there and you vote for something. You know, vote for what you believe in. Make sure you be heard because it do count. And
that's what's up.
So
what y'all holding rallies or what? Are y'all getting out there, you know, registering people? What's going on with it?
Well, the registration is already over. If you're not registered, you know, it's already a little bit too late to get registered. But we were holding the registration. We got the forms right here at the studio downtown. And we just came back from Jacksonville last weekend, getting people out for early voting down there. And it was actually for the Obama campaign that we went down there for.
So how was the turnout?
Oh, man, it was beautiful. It was really, really nice. We got a lot of people involved, and we talked to a lot of people while we was down there. We really made an impact. You know, as soon as we came back, he was asking us to come back.
So basically y'all were campaigning. Y'all was campaigning, shaking hands, and kissing babies.
All that good stuff. Just spreading the word, you know what I'm saying, letting them know about Obama, the changes that's coming, and why it's important that they get out and be heard, you know what I'm saying? We even talked to some of the Romney supporters. You know, it's all love. We want to make sure everybody get out there and be counted.
So what are some of the reasons why, you know, some of the youth are not getting out and voting? Am I wrong? Are they getting out and voting? I mean, what's the response you've been seeing from the youth?
Well, a lot of what I was hearing from the youth, I'd say 18 to 35, you know, they might not really believe in the government and that things can change. And a lot of people talking about Illuminati, all these different things that's going on within the media and all these different reasons as to why they shouldn't get out and vote. But the bottom line is, if y'all here in America, you know, if you're going to be here, if you ain't going to Africa before 2013 or getting out of this, okay, you need to be out about it because it do count, you know, regardless of what you've been told, you know what I'm saying, you got to do what you can. You can't let all that stereotypical stuff stop you from making a difference.
At least you can say you tried. At the end of the day, you can be like, well, I tried, you know what I'm saying? Even if it don't turn out how you wanted to turn out, you're like, well.
You don't try to do shit.
Governor Ron Viper.
He got elected himself to governor.
Yeah, he done elected himself.
Only on Hot Top Radio motherfuckers that lick their damn self. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the governor, goddammit. Shit.
How you feel about what Ms. Gemini saying, Ron Viper? You want to ask something? You got some questions you want to ask Ms. Gemini? Because she's coming in, you know, handling the situation. I really appreciate her input. You know what I'm saying? Because people tend to think that Hot Top Radio is just, you know, hey, we just be, you know, giving them that hood shit. But, you know, hey, the truth is, without the stuff that she's talking about, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, well, we already fucked up. Hey, look. On a serious note, this is a really good topic, and I'm glad that you guys decided to pick this topic because, you know, it is an election year. But what people don't understand is that all of this is a controlled environment. The presidential election, all of this is controlled. You have picture a pyramid, right? And at the top of the pyramid, it cuts off. And then you got the right side of the pyramid, and you got the left side of the pyramid, and you got the bottom of the pyramid. You got the right paradigm, you got the left paradigm, which is the Republican, the Democrats, and at the bottom, you got the people. Now, they give you, sorry about that, but they give you the left and the right paradigm thinking that you get a choice when you really don't have a choice because the top of the pyramid is dictating and controlling everything that the left paradigm and the right paradigm is doing. So you think you're getting a choice, but you're not getting a choice. It's just like if you go to Burger King, you got a problem at Burger King, you go in, you speak with the manager. You don't speak with the president. He's off somewhere home on the island or whatever. You know, he lay down the laws, the rules or whatever, and he give you a front man, which is the manager. You go in, you got a problem, you deal with the manager. But the manager is taking orders from somebody up top, which is
okay.
The owner or the board members or what have you.
I feel that, Brian. But I'm saying, so, I mean, that's like somebody telling you that you ain't free, even though you're not free, but at least you got some hope. You know what I'm saying? If you tell somebody that shit don't even really count, then you snatching the hope. So at least I'd rather, you know, somebody tell you, yeah, you free, even though I can't leave the country without permission. But I like the fact that somebody just tell me that I'm free. You know what I'm saying? Lie to me.
Right. But see, these people are smart, man. Picture this, right? You remember they used to have the chickens, right? The chickens, they used to keep them in cage, like little small cage. And it just was a lot of stress on the chicken. But the chicken was caged, right? So what they did was they decided to give them free range, open up the cage, but put them in a bigger cage where they got free range so that they think that they're free, but they're not. But they have free range. That's what we have. We have free range. We're not free, but we have free range.
I understand what you're saying, and it's everyone's choice if they want to stay here in America with their free range, okay, those people that understand that. And I'm just saying, if you choose to stay, and I don't plan on being in America all my life, but some people do.
People
want to stay inside of 285 all their life. That's cool. But if that's what you choose to do, if that's what you choose to do and you plan on being in America, then you got to abide by these rules because that's what you got to do anyway at the end of the day. So at least have some type of helping hand or voice in the what's going on. If you're going to elect that manager at Burger King, if he always got a nasty-ass attitude and he ain't getting shit done, then you need to get you another manager that's going to make sure that your burger is straight. You're not just going to be like, oh, well, since, you know, they're going to hire whoever they want to, I ain't going to say nothing about it. I'm just going to keep going to McDonald's or Burger King, and they're going to keep giving me an attitude.
No, you got to stand up and say, look, I don't like this motherfucker. He ain't making sure my food is straight, and we need to have somebody in here who's going to make sure it's straight. That's
exactly
what I'm saying,
right,
if you plan on being here.
Yeah, right. Now, see, that goes back to what I opened up with the left paradigm, the right paradigm. What people got to understand and realize is that you're not going to have a solution, and you're not going to get a solution if you keep relying on if you keep relying on the left paradigm, the right paradigm, there's never going to be a solution because they're in the same bed.
But that's America. And if you're going to stay in America, then that's what you're going to have to deal with. But at least the person that's
right.
going to be in the forefront,
exactly.
you have a choice to say, look, do I want to look at this motherfucker or do I want to go with his laws and what he's saying he wanted his changes for America and what his views are for America? It's still different views, and they still
right.
have different issues, you know, on different things. So you still got
right.
a choice if you're going to be here. That's what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
That's what's wrong this 20 to 35-year-old, because we're realizing that it is shit that's fucked up about it, but most people ain't going to go nowhere. I'm getting out of here. But if you ain't going to go nowhere, you better do something.
Okay.
That's all
really,
I'm saying.
At the end game, it's all about the people. So, I mean, even though it's somebody at the top running it, like, yeah, I agree with what Ron talking about, but, you know what I'm saying, it's people that's running it, so the people don't fall for the okie doke. The people that make the change, I'm saying, like you said, it's only one person at the top controlling the many. So if the many decide to buck, that's how revolution starts. That's how, you know, that's how you got the right to vote. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they was really running it like that, then they wouldn't even get the right to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? They really could just say, you ain't got no rights. And you still can't do nothing. You know what you just said about the okie doke? Yeah. That's the problem. See, the people aren't smart enough to realize that there's an okie doke. That's the whole problem. Until they realize that there's an okie doke, then you're not going to select a Republican and you're not going to select a Democrat. You're going to select a third party, somebody that's has no affiliation with those two entities, because you're getting the same thing whether you select Republican or Democrat. You're getting the same thing. And that's what the people don't realize. They're not realizing that you're getting the same thing whether you vote left or right. You're getting the same. You got to go outside of that box. You still
got to get outside of America, though. As long as you're in America, that's how America is run. That's how it is. This is their land. This
right.
is how
it's
run.
It's,
so
right.
if you're going to be here, hey, you got to stand up.
Right. And it's ran like right. And it's ran like that because the people aren't smart enough. They keep drinking the Kool-Aid. They aren't smart enough to realize that that's the game. They got ain't nobody.
The American knows that they're not smart enough, though.
Right, because technically it's always going to be like that, right? Because 80% of the population has average intelligence. 80% has average intelligence. And 20% have above or beyond intelligence. So as long as an individual is smart enough to manipulate average intelligence, it's always going to be the case.
Of course. That's what media is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right. And that's the case because what the game that's being played is beyond average. So basically, Ron, what you're saying is that you voting for Ron Paul. You going with the Green Party. That's
yeah.
basically what you're saying. I mean, just go ahead and tell him. Just fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he tried to legalize marijuana. He tried to legalize marijuana. Ron Viper going all for it. Fuck it.
But that's the problem, man. You know, they master at trickology. They master at this, man, manipulating the average intelligence. So it's always going to be a problem like that until the intelligence level increases. But that's not going to happen because they dumb down. They use
They use mechanisms to dumb down the population. So the population
don't you think
is always going to be...
Don't you think the smart people is always... The smart people are always going to manipulate the people that is not as smart.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, that's always.
Exactly.
So it's always somebody smarter than the next man. So the man that's smarter, he always going to manipulate the people that's not as smart.
All day. If they ain't, if they're not truthful and care about
the only thing I'm saying, y'all, I don't know how many people on the phone on food stamps or got Medicaid for their families. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to keep it and you want some kind of, I know shit is real fucked up now, but if you don't want to get
more food
fucked up, I need mine too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying get out and do something. If you're going to be here in America, regardless of all the strings that's being pulled and all these different things that's going on, if you choose to stay here, you ain't getting up out of here, then you need to stand up and do something. That's all I'm saying.
Look, I honestly think that voting has a real, you know what I'm saying, a more major impact in the local elections. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with your state representatives, you know what I'm saying, your congressmen, your legislators, you know what I'm saying, Senate, House, stuff like that. That's when people really, really need to get. But definitely go out and vote now, you know what I'm saying, for the federal, you know, for the presidential election. But also don't forget to go out and vote, you know what I'm saying, at your local election. You know, that's really when you pick your judges and, you know what I'm saying, the people that really affect your everyday life. You know what I mean? So that's
yeah.
What's up.
Yeah, so for all y'all Romney voters, it's all good, but I got an Obama song that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to need the world to hear about.
Yeah, we're going to hear this. Let's
go. 2012, yeah. 2013, we had to win. Obama, Gemini, here we is right here, baby. Vote for our president.
Yeah.
put your heart and your mind and go out to the postman. Vote for who you think they're gonna make this world stand. We in the end, last days have begun. Obama, we love you, man. I see y'all, man. It's your boy Antonio Dunn, Gemini, man. Threat music. Yeah.
You oughta stop your bragging.
Yeah!
Hot Shot Radio, we in the building. Go vote, go vote, go vote. Y'all know what it is. 917-889-8677 is the call, and I'm going to press that 1 if you wish to chime in. This is Elect Some Sunday. So we're talking about electing some, you know. Ron Viper called in. He didn't elect himself governor. You know,
all the Ohio Radio motherfuckers, we make themselves.
Exactly.
You don't need nobody to vote you in. You just appoint yourself. Like I'm Queen super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. I'm trying so hard to get these basic mind motherfuckers to unleash the bitch in them.
That's what's up. Then we had Gemini come through with that vote for
Gemini still in the building. Ron Viper still in the building. Everybody's still on deck. It's going down. Elect Something Sunday. Make yourself known. Let them know that you ain't going to just be no pushover. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it might don't matter. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you know that I do know I got the right to do this shit. I already did mine. I went and got in the early line. You know what I'm saying? It take for 10 minutes for me to do me.
I just wanted my sticker. Baby.
That's the type of nigga you are. All you want is to be known. You just want somebody to see Trapper John in the line.
That's it. Hey, fuck that. I took my grandma so I could skip line.
You know what? Only you would use the elderly to take, you know, to get, you know, extra benefit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
y'all Chopper John for you.
Hey, take your grandma with you, man. You ain't got to wait no line. Go straight to the front. Straight to the front.
Hey, that's what's up. Take somebody's grandma. It don't even matter if it's your grandma or not. It's a lot of elderly people that need a ride to the polls. So take somebody's grandma, man. Take somebody's grandma.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? Somebody, grandma. It don't matter. Just stop by the old folks. Don't just pick somebody out. Just say, come on.
Let's vote. That's community service right there.
Exactly. You know what I mean? They need to vote, too. You know what I'm saying? Old people need to vote, too. Because they got a lot of stuff on the line, you know, Social Security, Medicaid, like you were saying. If you really want to keep them food stamps, hey. You got to get right. You know what I mean? Because it's getting real out here. It's getting real ugly.
Exactly.
So,
we got another caller, y'all, that want to come in and that wants to expound on the topic. Next time Sunday, we got Boogie Mugatti checking in. Boogie Mugatti, what's going on? Let me know when you went and voted. Are you voting? What's up?
I went and voted. I voted on here in Clinton County. I'm also mad about something, too, because they got some little funny shit going on with Vic the Hillass. You know, they were supposed to be voting for another sheriff in town. They got his name on the ballot and nobody else on that shit. I ain't feeling that at all. We ain't wanted that back in office.
That's the only thing.
No, you know
his name, right? And if you vote for another sheriff, right, if you do not spell his name right, your vote don't count.
What type of shit is that?
Yeah. Like, you
tell me you don't have, there's only one person running for re-election? Yeah, man. I mean, if y'all go look up Victor Hill, you'll see why the hell we don't want his ass back in the office. That man out here locking up dope boys and stealing their work and then selling the shit back off again. I don't want that nigga back in. I think he the reason why nigga Mike Castellani got locked up, man. That's the first I ever heard somebody get locked up with something they did 4 years ago. That's some bullshit. I ain't feeling that. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Free my nigga, too, while I'm on here.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah, we got to do some investigation on that. That don't sound right. I'm saying, so
ain't nobody
running against him?
Man, no, it ain't even that. They got, when you go vote for him, they got his name up there, right? But you got to, like, you got to know the other person's name and, like, write their name in. And if you spell it wrong, it don't count. So they got to set up for this fuck nigga to win.
Hey, the other sheriff outside.
Exactly.
His seat, right? Repeat this. The other sheriff might have his posters outside. you know, soon you turn in, you're going to see him standing outside waving, like, with a big-ass sign saying,
yeah.
Sign in here, like, with a pencil, with a line and shit, like, sign this name, you feel me?
Yeah.
Man.
That's crazy. That's a setup right there, man, because half these niggas can't write their own name.
Yeah, that's you, Chapter Gun. Don't get the world mixed up with you. You the only motherfucker can't write your name. Y'all scared me.
Nah, but for real, that's some bullshit, though. I mean, like I said before, if anybody here in Bloodport, this is the Boogie Mon guy. If you want to know why I'm saying this shit, take the time out to go on your search engine and look up Victor Hill, and you'll see why we don't want this bald son of a bitch back in office. Let me tell you something else he did, too. My mom had got locked up over tickets. You know what I'm saying? And she couldn't pay the motherfuckers off when she got out of jail. She told me about when he came down the goddamn, he came in the jailhouse and made everybody turn their motherfucking back and said they can't look at him because he's God or some shit like that. What the fuck type of shit is that?
Damn. I mean, maybe they think they're going to recognize
him
or something.
Is he a white guy or a black guy?
This
nigga tripping. But this the same nigga that tried to steal money from the state and leave and flee the state, and they caught his motherfucking ass. How you catch all the motherfucking charges and still get set up for re-election? That's some bullshit. That nigga's the real gangster in the hood out here, man. That's fucked up, though. Real nigga shit.
Yeah.
I ain't feeling that.
Is he white or black?
He black.
You
already know. As a matter of fact, too, I want to add something else, too. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, when you vote, please pay attention to the amendments and the people that you're voting for. Please just don't vote for people because they're Democrat and Republican. Because, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You can still be fucking yourself up when you do shit like that. I be asking folks what they voted for. Niggas be like, I don't know shit. I really just went to go vote for Obama. I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying? He's not the only person you're voting for when you go vote. You vote for water authorities
yeah.
and all that shit. Pay attention to all that because you might get him in office and still be going to fuck yourself up and not even know it.
Exactly. That's like they had some extra shit on there about the Amendment 1, about the charter schools and stuff
yeah.
like that. You know what I mean? Hey, some people with it, some people not. I think it's more separation like they used to do back in the day because if crackers got more money in their community and they want to start their own school, then that's, you know, hey, y'all know what that's going to mean.
I find it amazing that this black sheriff is wreaking havoc like this.
Man, I swear to God,
but
boy, I told
y'all,
man, go look this man
I
up,
I got another
bro.
Caller we're going to bring in as well into the conversation because we want to give everybody an ample opportunity to voice their opinion. But I wanted to say something about the new thing as far as the lease thing. Should leases be, you know, longer than a year? I was like, hell no, because that's like a marriage. Why the fuck? I don't want to commit to shit over a year. I might not like your shit. You might not like me, and I want to be out of there or have a decision to be able to be out of there within a year. A year is a long fucking time to be somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me, motherfucker, well, I got somebody right here that's willing to sign a lease for 5 years, and you only want to sign it for a year, so I'm going to go with the person that's going to sign for 5 years. That shit, no, hell no. Leave that shit a year, so when I'm sick of your ass and you sick of me, we can be done with that marriage in a year. That's all it is, a fucking marriage. Let's bring in Empress, y'all. What's going on, Miss Empress? Welcome to Hot Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, on a random topic on the voting, right? So, the other day, I was actually on my social media site on Facebook. And you know how everyone, they find out something, they tweet and they tell you. The other day, I just found out that whenever you go to the voting polls, you have to vote for whoever you want independently. So you vote, if you want Obama, you got to choose Obama first. And then if you want to vote for the party in whole, you got to vote for them secondly. It's crazy how that's happening because not everyone out there knows that, and I wish they would get it out there more so everyone understands that. I have so many friends that told me they voted for the party first, and then for Obama independently, and I'm just like, really?
That's crazy. I mean,
like,
that's
really?
Because Ron Viper, the governor Ron Viper, he was just talking that he couldn't find Ron Paul on the ballot. He couldn't find the Green Party.
My man.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how that, you know, everything is done on the sly, and no one knows that. But that's just my opinion. I can get it out there. I wanted to just get it out there real quick. That was all I really wanted to say.
That's what's up. And where your voting poll place at? Where you voting from?
North Carolina.
That's what's up. Yeah, North Carolina. What's funny is that for those that might have a little difficulty, you know, trying to figure out this, you know, voting system, you can't get any help. You got to do this shit on your own.
Yeah, they're not going to explain
it. Those motherfuckers that you only know you're voting for, you could be fucking up, but they can't help you. They can't tell you, you know. So basically, those that may, you know, may not be up to par on this new age system, y'all teach your family members what to do when they go in, or I don't know if you can go in with them, but, you know, the shit is like every man for himself and God for them all. For all, if you don't understand something, you are on your own. So, cause I mean, for a minute, I was like, hold up, okay, well, you know me, I'm, you know, not the average bitch, but I'm just saying, for those that may stumble a little bit, they are fucking lost because nobody can help them. I didn't think that was cool at all.
Yeah, once you're in the booth.
I personally feel like it just reminds me of the whole Bush thing and how he got in office. That's all I'm saying. I don't really got to say no more when I say that. So.
Yeah, that's it a lot. And it sounds like they finna pull a little flim-flam on this one, but, you know, everything can be bought.
You know what, though? Don't worry. Obama will be back in office, bro.
Vote for our president. We want to hear. them folks don't care about nobody but self. I take a look in the mirror, do you care about yourself? Oh, well, we're standing for all. From broke to the rich, you can see in this man's eyes, he ain't gonna quit. I'm upset from my heart, I hope to God that they hear me. Put it on YouTube and hope the whole world feel me. Hey, the other day, I thank God for my voice. So without my voice, I won't have no choice. And I'ma say it again, and I'ma grab the pen. And stand on November to sit to do it all again. You need to vote for our president. Vote for our president. Vote for our president. We want a statement. Vote for our president. Obama, we love you, man. I see y'all, man. It's your boy Antonio Dunn, Gemini, man. Threat Music. Yeah.
I love you.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
That's right, that's right. High Talk Radio 917-889-8677 is the call in number. Press 1 if you want to chime in. Only Elect Something Sunday. You know what I mean? We getting it in. We got Governor Ron Viper. We got Gemini. We got Empress.
Hell, motherfucker.
Yeah, we got Hell in the building. Somebody done elected her to be Queen Super Bitch. So, the queen, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman of the world. So, let's go. Let's get it in. We still electing people to do certain things. And first thing to be elected, you must campaign. You know what I'm saying? You can't get elected if you don't campaign. So, there's like a lot of...
They campaign. I mean, that song that Miss Gemini produced... are you on that song, Miss Gemini, or... What's the deal with that song? I mean, are you...
Bentley produced it. Bentley, he's done some stuff for Future and some other people. I can't remember everybody, but Bentley is the producer of the track, and me and Antonio Dunn, he was with the Bread Brothers. Too Short's label. Too Short had them on his label. So we came together and did the track together. Like,
that's how we campaign, though. Y'all campaign is definitely on go. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it. I mean, I can see y'all just out, just doing that song, and people just, like, lining up. People don't realize people lost their lives for the right to vote. You know what I'm saying? And some people take it so lightly. You know what I'm saying? I've even taken it lightly at, you know, one point in my life. You know, but with maturity, you know, things change. So we hoping to change things today, and we're going to hope that for people, because there's people that's registered but still don't go and vote. You know what I'm saying? So those that are registered, get out there, do what you can do, you know what I'm saying? Let them know that you got rights, you know what I'm saying? Because they're going to exercise their rights. You need to exercise yours.
Yeah, and all my fellas, y'all go vote too. It's all good. As long as you ain't on parole, you good. Y'all go out there, y'all. Yeah. Don't believe the hype. Yeah. Tell them fellas to go vote too.
They're not checking records and shit when you go to vote. They're not checking your records. These motherfuckers scared to go vote because they got warrants and shit. You know what I'm saying? They're like, these motherfuckers going to be at the poll. The rest of the motherfuckers are coming trying to vote. So if they're not checking your background and your record, you know, hey, do you vote?
I'm trying to figure out how motherfuckers be cheating at the polls and be letting dead people vote. So if a dead motherfucker can vote, I'm just saying.
I'm assuming that they're not checking, you know what I'm saying? They're not running your fingerprint at the polls, is what I'm saying.
They're not checking your pulse. They don't even care if you're alive, nigga.
They're not, the police is not there running your name at the poll, you know? I'm glad to know that because, you know, I got a couple of warrants and shit, and I just took my chances. But I was like, okay, I made it out. You know, I'm going to take this picture. I voted. I got my circle. You know what I'm saying? I hope they don't throw my ballot away once I leave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They probably will when they find out that's hell. Hell cast the ballot. They probably tossed it.
Excuse me. Just because I'm hell does not mean I'm not eligible to vote. I am a citizen of the United States.
Oh, speaking of that, shout out to Hell Hole Creek, Australia, checking in.
Oh, yeah, Hell Hole Creek. Yeah, I'm serious, y'all. We got some serious fucking countries checking in High Tower Radio. I'm going to start getting back to letting it be known because I don't want them to think that we're not paying attention, not knowing that they're checking in. Hell is H-E-L-L, Hole, H-O-L-E, Creek, Australia. Standing the fuck up. Y'all, I mean, I really know that y'all hate the name of y'all city, but, hey, it registered on High Tower Radio. I got you. I saw you. So this is for you, baby.
I love you. I love you, baby.
So, Ms. Gemini, what else y'all got going on? What else y'all planning on doing to get these people out? You know, y'all got any shows or anything? Are y'all coming out Wednesday? Because I know, you know, we was letting y'all know that it was jumping off at the Palace. I know that's after the election, but anything that y'all got, any shows or anything y'all got going on prior to the election?
Actually, tomorrow we might be leaving out for North Carolina to meet with Michelle Obama before she goes to meet with Barack later that evening. So I'm working on that. I'm waiting on a confirmation email on that. So we'll be out in North Carolina, you know, campaigning out there. And hopefully getting a couple pictures in or something with Michelle. Say it again.
Say Michelle, I said what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Last time I seen her, we had a little, you know, combo and everything. But yeah, tell her I said what's happening. Tell
her definitely on Bump on High Talk Radio. Let her know we bumping the Vote for Obama President song. Tell her the campaign is definitely on go on High Talk Radio.
Hey, look, that's why I love y'all so much. I really appreciate it. Y'all the first one, y'all the first online station that took a chance with it. Because, you know, a lot of people don't want to take a chance with this political music. But it's needed. It's needed out here for our people. So that's why I love y'all, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to make sure everybody know that y'all was the first ones that premiered online.
That's what's up. And we're
the first
ones
to do
chances.
A lot of shit. That's what we do on High Talk Radio. We elected the hottest and the most supportive online radio for a reason. They elected us that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we go in. We don't do what everybody else. We don't have to do what nobody else say to. I don't want to do what nobody else say to. You know what I'm saying? You tell me to do go left, I'm going to the top. Fuck going to the left, I'm not going to the right. I'm going to go to the top. I'm going to go in a whole other direction. You know? So I say we take chances over here. I make Trapper John allow me to do what I want to do. He can't do nothing with me.
Exactly.
And by the way, you know, I'm from North Carolina, so, you know, North Carolina is definitely listening. They probably, like, highly anticipating you coming through tomorrow. So are y'all doing any performances up there, or is there any clubs that they should be aware of? I mean,
I'm working on it. I will definitely keep y'all posted if I can find somebody that'll let us come out and perform. Like I said, I sent the song to a lot of DJs, you know, throughout the last couple of weeks to see if somebody would give us a chance. But like I said, it's a lot of people on that musical tip. So
They need to be letting y'all follow the rally. They should be like y'all should be like on the campaign trail, like right behind the motherfucking Obama bus.
They should put them in the beast and ride around and then let them jump out and perform everywhere they campaigning at. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Just jump out the limo. The presidential limo. Just jump out the beast. Pow. You know what I'm saying? Vote for Obama.
Exactly. And see, you know, like in the West End, I don't know if y'all seen it around the election for the, you know, for the local government. They got them trucks where it'll actually play the music real loud. Like they got them big house speakers on the trucks. They running around the streets, you know, playing the music real loud. So
yeah.
I was trying to get in touch with them, but that Obama office in the West End, not even there no more. I don't know where they moved it to. It was right there in the West End.
You should have contacted us earlier, because we could have got, we could have did that for you. That's what we do. You should have called us like last week with that. We would have got on a full campaign and went along and looked that shit up. Because Chapter John, that's what he do.
I would have got you a big bus. We could have busted out and took a big bus trip down there and made some people vote, drug them to the polls.
It would have been real, real, real player. I mean, I hate to say that, you know, we've been, our campaign is player, but it is. You know what I'm saying? We do real player shit, you know. Welcome to High Talk Radio.
I already know.
Hey, check it out. This Tuesday at Legend, the old the Django's downtown P Street, having an election party. It's free to everybody. Live band. It's gonna be really cool. Tomorrow is
are you DJing
tomorrow,
down there? Because I could get you this song to play. Are you DJing, Ron?
Yeah, Tuesday night. Where it starts at 7.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get you this. So can you? So we're gonna come through and you're gonna bump the song in the club.
Yeah, you know that. Nah, it goes.
Hey, see, Miss Gemini. Anybody that talks with High Talk Radio is authentic.
All right, well, we're gonna be there then. We're gonna be there.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's gonna be real. Yeah, it's gonna be straight. It's a good look. Exactly. Tuesday, Legend, not the one in Union City. But, you know, the one downtown, P Street, right across from Emory Hospital.
How long y'all been pushing
the song? Say it
again? How long y'all been pushing the song?
Well, we just recorded the first version like 2 weeks ago, and we got the master back from Bentley on Tuesday. So that's when we were able to email it out to, like, Ryan Cameron and all the radio stations once we got that radio master. So it was, you know, kind of late in the game, but we just didn't want to not put it out. You know, when it came to him, he's just in the studio. He said, "I got to get it off my chest." After he laid it down, I said, "Well, shit, I got some shit to get off my chest too. So leave me some space." And it just happened.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Leave me some space, nigga. Hey.
Hey, I needed you 16 my damn self. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Next time, y'all leave me some space. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we can always make some space. You know what I'm saying? We can always make some space, man. It's ongoing. We just want to make sure we got something out there, man, that we can relate to. Our age group, our mentality that we can relate to. So
I'm thinking about doing a show tomorrow just so I can play it tomorrow. And Tuesday, you know, because, you know, of course we come on Tuesday, world. So those that are listening, we all definitely on Kim Juice Takeover Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the topic is going to be, but, hey, we're going to campaign all the way up until the election, because, really, I'm mad with Ms. Gemini because we could have started this shit last week, you know what I'm saying? 2 weeks ago when the early voting was going on, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. That's why I'm a super bitch. I fly in and stay today at the last minute. I stay today with the box pen. So I'm thinking tomorrow, we fry up and do a special show on Monday just so we can bump the song again, and then Tuesday run it again, and then, of course, Wednesday we at the Palace for the next Blow concert. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to make sure y'all in the deal. Drop John. Let me know what's going on Wednesday.
Definitely. Wednesday, everybody already know. Everybody that I thought you knew was going to be at the Palace. Big, major, next to Blow concert. You know what I'm saying? All the record label reps, magazine reps, TV, everybody, radio, everybody that you need to know to get connected to just get your buzz up. It's going to be in the building. You know, we got, shoot, I ain't even going to name the label reps. You know what I'm saying? They coming through. So it's going to be real crazy. All the radio, all the magazines. It's just going to be a good look, a good night. And, of course, we got the Scorpio, the Night of the Living Scorpion. Night of the Living Scorpion going down, so all my Scorpios are in the building free. So we got a lot of birthday parties going on. So it's going to be a real good time, real good vibe, good people, good food. You know what I'm saying? They got a free buffet. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be real nice. So I need everybody to be in the building at the Palace, Old National, the Old Insomnia. I need y'all to be there. You know what I'm saying? If you're an artist, if you want to rep, be there at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? If you're down to party, be there at 9. let it go. Y'all know what they do, man. It's official. DJ Trapper John said so. It's an underground high talk radio venture. Let's go.
4855 Old National Highway, College Park, Georgia, 30337. Again, 4855 Old National Highway, College Park, Georgia, 30337. Y'all listen to Election Sunday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different than what High Talk Radio is accustomed to. We still got that swag thing going. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too, you know, proper. It's very entertaining. We got millions of listeners tuning in right now saying, damn, I didn't know they were so intellectual. Excuse me. Just because we, you know, entertain in a certain fashion doesn't mean that we aren't educated individuals. I'm sorry that you thought we were some dummies, but now you know.
We are very cultured.
I know they didn't think Trapper John knew shit. Oh, did I say that loud? Y'all killed me. I ain't mean to say that about that, man.
You know I was a winner on Jeopardy like 5 times. So
you say you what?
We got this on lock, y'all. High Talk Radio, 917-889-8677. This is Elect on Sunday. We got Jim Nye in the building, Governor Ron Viper. We had callers calling in, and we voting for Obama. We're doing it real big. Make sure everybody come holler at us Wednesday. Holler at Ron Viper Tuesday at the Legends for the vote party. You know what I'm saying? Holler at my girl, Gemini, in North Carolina. She's doing her damn thing. Matter of fact, yo, Gemini.
Yeah, what's up?
Go ahead and give the people your email just in case they want to contact you, you know, to get your song or just to do some business with you because they see you out there campaigning and you all about the community and stuff. So we got a lot of community people that be listening and they're always looking for, you know, people to come out and, you know, things like that. So go ahead and get your information out where people can reach you.
All right, y'all can hit me up through my email at bestintheA, which is spelled just the way it's supposed to be, bestintheA at gmail.com. Y'all hit me up if y'all want a copy of the song. Right now it's free, so I'll send you the MP3, the ringtone, whatever you need. Get it out to your DJ. Share it. Y'all need any type of production work, you know, videos, anything like that, y'all just hit us up online at www.tmepros.com. PROZ.com. So that's
give me that
pretty
email
much
address
it.
Again. I'm typing it. Give me that email address again. Spell it.
Best. It's best in the A at gmail.com.
So bestintheA at gmail.com.
Yep. Best in the A. And yeah, man, y'all just hit me up. I'm sending them MP3s left and right. So if anybody need a copy of it, anybody need the ringtone, just please hit me up. I'll get it out to you ASAP, you know. And it's all about getting the word out and encouraging the vote. Encourage the vote, man. Don't let this media stipulate your rights and what you out here for. Just get out there and do what you can if you're going to be here.
That's what's up. Go vote, man. That's the bottom
line.
And
go vote. And go vote. Ain't no if, ands, but and what? Go vote.
And I'll go vote.
2012.
Yeah, go vote for me.
2013, we praying for a win. Obama. Gemini. Here we is right here, baby. Vote for our president. Vote for our president. Vote for our president. We want a statement. Vote for our president. I put my heart in this. I put
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I am the original Dandana. You understand the road boy? I don't want to ramp with bomba clap me. Come on. I murder people for fun. Murder on a bomba clap for fun.
Leave my damn switchboard alone, nigga. Gotta lick you to do shit. What's up, world? What's up, ATL? We checking back in on this election Sunday on Hot Talk Radio. We've been elected as the most supportive online radio, the hottest online radio. I'm not going to go into everything we've been elected for, but I tell you what, in your spare time after you go and elect your president, preferably Obama, hey, go and elect Hot Talk Radio. Lady Libra Hale, hottest on-air personality. DJ Chopper John, hottest DJ. The Super Bitches, hottest glam squad. Atlanta Heat, hottest online promotion. Big Baby, hottest music production. Did I forget anything? Hot Talk Radio, hottest online radio. I mean, we've held that title for, you know, a couple of years now. So, you know, again, we're in the category again. So go on and elect at www.atlshottest.com. Again, that's www.atlshottest.com. Next on Sunday. Let them know you're paying attention. You know who's hot, you know what's not. Miss Gemini, Trapper John.
Yeah.
How y'all feeling about tonight's show? Y'all feel like we're enlightening the world on this election Sunday?
I think so. I see you had a couple callers chiming in and speaking their opinion and letting people know what's going on out here at the polls, so we'll know what to look for once you get out there. So I think it was very much needed, and I think it did a community service. So I appreciate that.
I really
think it was awesome, you know, election Sunday, you know, and the song was awesome, and, you know, Ron Barber came through and with the Illuminati aspect of it, and, you know, we just really touched the base on a lot of things.
How you just gonna say Biden came through with the Illuminati aspect of it?
I'm just saying, because you started talking about pyramids and shit. I'm just saying, hey, we just get deep
around the small Egypt, where the pyramids are. I mean, he could have been talking about ancient Egypt.
I mean, it was getting deep around this motherfucker. Then, you know, my own car there, you know, North Carolina on deck. I mean, it was real good, man. Everything was A1. I just need everybody to go out and make sure they vote, you know what I'm saying? You know, cash your vote, be counted. You know what I mean? Rock the vote, do all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Your boy D.L. Trevor Johnson said so. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with going, you know, to vote. You know what I mean? It's your civic duty. You know what I'm saying? If you keep getting locked up and shit and you want to change the laws, this is the way you do it. You know what I mean? By exercising your vote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Just think about all those people that got, you know, beat and killed because they wanted to vote. And some of y'all just like, fuck it, you know, it ain't going to matter. I ain't going to be counted. They're going to do what they want to do. But these motherfuckers that lost their lives, they were injured because they wanted to damn vote. Have you ever wanted to do something bad enough that you were willing to die for it? Motherfuckers died for the right to vote. You know what I'm saying? To right to elect some. They died for that shit. And women couldn't do it. We really didn't need motherfucking matter. Y'all bitches don't matter. We going to make the decisions. Oh, motherfucker, I can vote now. I'm going to fucking vote. Whether it counts or not, I'm going to cast that motherfucker. So y'all kiss my ass. I'm standing getting phone numbers in there. Oh, dude, I didn't mean to go there. Lady Libra Hale, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start pimping at the polls, but y'all know I.
They were really, really nice.
And the polls are moving quickly. It's just sad that we waited to the last minute because some of y'all know that y'all, you know, had time to go and do that shit early when, you know, you didn't have to go to your assigned destination. You could have just popped it in anywhere, showed your ID and did the damn thing. Now you're going to be standing in a long-ass line frustrated, and then you're going to be easily deterred. I didn't want to do it anyway. It's 9 too long. I'm going to go home. I got to cook. I'm tired. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. I don't feel like spending the night. You're going to come up with all these excuses. Well, you could apply for an absentee ballot. There's no fucking excuse, people. There's no fucking excuse. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear the excuses. I want the line to be wrapped around the fucking building. That way they'll know that we're coming the fuck out and we're going to do what we got to do. You know what? You know what I'm asking? We're going to do what we got to do. And we're going to make ourselves known. We're going to elect Trump on Tuesday. We've been elected. We're going to keep it here. We're not going to let nobody deter us. We're not going to let turn us around.
We ain't let nobody turn you around, turn you around. Don't let nobody
turn you around. Bless you. The Hot Top Radio bless you. We're here to save the world, one show at a time. We are the chosen ones. I don't eat glass, I don't chew on light bulbs, and I damn sure don't chew on metal, but I am the chosen one. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. Make sure y'all go and vote for Hot Top Radio at www.atlshottest.com. Make sure y'all come on out Wednesday to the Palace. Come out Tuesday to the Legends. To the election party. Stay tuned. Follow us on Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTTALK 2010. Look us up on Facebook, Hot Talk Radio, three separate words, Hot Talk Radio. Also, go subscribe to Lady Libra. Lady, LadyLibra, is Lady Libra, one word, space hell, HELL. Real simple. Lady Libra hell. Just search that on Facebook. My that page is too full, but you can also be my friend at Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, I play a number of characters. And that's spelled M-A-R-Y-L-E-N space M-U-N-H-O-E. Make sure you go follow DJ Trapper John, but he's not on the DJ. He's on the Trapper John, T-R-A-P-P-E-R-J-O-N, Trapper John. Trapper John, are you still there?
Yes, yes, yes. Make sure you go swallow me. At DJ Trapper John on Twitter. Swallow me at DJ Trapper John on Twitter. Y'all didn't know what to do, man. That J-O-N, DJ Trapper John said so. Check it, man, check it. I see y'all Wednesday at the Palace on Old National. Everybody turned up. It's official. Let's go.
Next Sunday, y'all, go vote. Go be counted. Go do your damn thing. If it was something that you wanted bad enough, you'd be in the line for it. Won't this bad enough, motherfuckers.
2013, we praying for a win. Obama, Gemini, here we is right here, baby. Vote for our president, vote for our president, vote for our president. We want a statement. Vote for our president, vote for our president, vote for our president. We want a statement. Vote for our president, vote for our president, vote for our president. We want a statement. Vote for our president.
like a job. You
everybody
need to be on time. Grab that pen and vote. Check Obama right
Obama.
Now. Your
Obama.
Voice gon' be heard for every time that you cry.
Ooh, yeah.
If they take food stamps and Medicaid from these people,
ooh, yeah.
It's gon' be a race war, man. It's gon' get deeper.
Yeah.
Boy, them folks don't care about nobody but self. I take a look in the mirror. Ask, do you care about yourself? Obama standing for all. Antonio Dunn, Gemini, man. Strike music.
Yeah.